morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. One of the most famous sports quotes of all time comes from the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi, who said the following. He said, "Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing." Now, when winning is the only thing or the everything, you don't just give it a good shot, but you compete with everything that you have. And certainly in pro sports, that at times could be dirty tactics. It could mean cheating or trying to cheat. It's a win at all cost mentality. Beating and pummeling the opponents, well, you're just a great champion in the eyes of the fans. The competition can be intense. There's times there's fights, some soccer games, there's actually riots that erupt at sports events. The question is, what should our attitude as Christians be towards competition? What should our attitude be towards competition? Is it to win at all costs or something else? Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians chapter 2, and just in verse 3, we have one of Paul's wonderful statements here to the Philippians. Philippians 2, verse 3. He said, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." I like the New English Bible in this verse. It said, "There must be no room for rivalry and personal vanity among you, but you must humbly reckon others better than yourselves." So what is the fruit of winning at all costs? Well, I mentioned some, but there can be a lot of strife, a lot of anger and bitterness, but there can be the vanity when, you know, we're number one, and they just humiliate the opponents. Sometimes they sing, sometimes the winning team, the fans start singing, you know, "Goodbye, hey, goodbye." And they just humiliate the opponents who are the losers. But the vanity of "we're number one, look how great we are," right? And then the fruit of the losers, they're just depressed and they're bitter. They might "wait till we get them next time," you know, just a spirit of revenge. That's at that highest level. But we read something in Proverbs chapter 6. Let's take a look at that. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse 16. We have this. There are six things that does the Lord hate. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. So God really, wow, these are things that I really, really dislike. A proud look. Wow, how great we are. Look at us, right? A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. And feet that are swift running to, I'm sorry, let's just stop at verse 17. That proud look. You know, if we're not careful, we can, you know, get into the mentality, especially in a crowd, that you're fanatics, you boo the losers, you know, someone gets hurt, it's like, well, it's kind of good that they got hurt, you know, because maybe we'll win now, right? That kind of an attitude. Amazingly, I've seen bad attitudes in the Church of God. And this one almost, I couldn't believe it was happening. Many years ago, I was much more naive as far as things. But it was a church softball game. And a pastor from another church was pitching. It was a softball game, a church softball game. And he was just getting so mad at the umpire. Like, he just started, like he was really mad and upset. This is a softball game between two Church of God teams. And in my mind, it's like, am I saying this? Like, he's a pastor. And he's like getting into a bad attitude because he wanted to win. He just wanted to win the softball game. Not good, right? Not good. There's other forms of competition. I'm very familiar with classical music competitions, especially for piano. And those things they're not just a physical thing, they're just a mental thing, just the stress that the competitors are under to get up there and perform their best. And there can be bias on the judges there. And it's funny, but most winners of really great, prestigious competitions, they never really have a career. Like, they just kind of get burnt out after a while from all the stress of trying to perform at that level. Just a third example of competition would be on the job. It's a natural to get ahead, right? Get ahead. And as we know, some will stab others in the back because that's a competition. I want that position. Let me, you know, set something up that they're going to fail, or I will look good so they look bad, kind of an attitude. We obviously must resist these wrong attitudes. We should strive to get ahead with, you know, hard work and diligence and initiative, not at that kind of wrong attitude. Is winning everything? Is winning the only thing? When you're on top and that's it, you're number one and no one else is there. We actually have an example of a great winner who, after getting the ultimate victory, showed the incredible humility, and that's in 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. This is really quite a moving scripture, I think. It's the resurrection chapter, and we have a statement from Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24. He said, "Well, then comes the end, when he," this is Christ, "shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he has put down all rule and all authority and all power." So could Jesus gloat like, "Hey, I'm the savior of the world. I came back. I destroyed all the enemies. I've had, you know, 1,000 years of peace and prosperity in the millennium. Like, I am number one," right? He could kind of claim that, but he doesn't at all. He just says, "You know, I did this to glorify the Father, and I did it just to get the job done and be obedient, and now I'm going to hand it up to the Father." God the Father, right? That's the incredible humility of Jesus Christ. So we've seen three areas where a wrong spirit of competition can emerge, certainly in sports, that happens so much, even in music competitions and on the job. But God's principle is to esteem others, be balanced, don't seek, you know, victory at any expense. Avoid that wrong spirit, which obviously is fueled by the god of this world. Let's be aware of the pitfalls of wrong competition. Let's strive to follow the perfect example of Jesus Christ in this area of our lives.